This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, reaching North Korea with the gospel gets a little more complicated, but a Christian outreach group isn't giving up easily. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
The nation of North Korea has been closed off to the gospel since the communists took over the government. Since 2005, the Voice of the Martyrs ministry has been using helium-filled balloons released from the South Korean border to carry and deliver around 600,000 Bibles by the wind streams into the hermit nation. A new law passed by South Korea, taking effect in March, criminalizes the use of balloons to deliver any anti-North Korea material. The Voice of the Martyrs is not the only ones using this method to distribute messages to the North Koreans. Other non-religious groups have been sending messages through this enlightening method. When the new law comes into effect, violators could face up to 3 years in prison or 30 million won, roughly $27,000. The Voice of the Martyrs isn't limited to just balloons. They have many other creative ways that they spread the good news of Jesus Christ, even when the seasonal winds aren't blowing north. Despite the new restrictions, they remain committed to spreading the gospel to the closed-off nation, no matter if the wind is blowing in the right direction or not. Pray for the Voice of the Martyrs that they would be able to continue working to fulfill Jesus' great commission. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.